Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's one of my absolute favorites. I've known him for quite some time. Aaron Wilson from the Houston Chronicle with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Aaron, good morning. Let's start with the big news of the day. How is the Tony Romo retirement being met by the fan base in Houston? This was the guy that everyone thought the Texans were clearing out the roster for, is it not?
Right, they're a little disappointed, but they also understand that there were a lot of question marks, durability concerns that went with Tony Romo, and just his wishy-washiness of whether he wanted to play for anyone else. I think ultimately his heart belonged to the Cowboys. I think he did the right thing. If they don't want you to be their starter anymore, what's the point of you being the backup in Dallas to Dak Prescott? And I think it was time for him to move on.
So what's the next plan of attack for the Houston Texans? Is it Jay Cutler?
I don't think it's going to be Jay Cutler, no. The Jay Cutler option, it's received and probably right that him and Bill O'Brien as personality misfits. They just wouldn't mesh well. You've got two feisty dudes there. I don't think it's a good system fit with those two. I think it's Tom Savage and a rookie and Brandon Weeden.
When you think about the Houston Texans, J.J. Watt, you know, back surgery, the window's closing, defense still can get after it. Doesn't necessarily have, when you're talking about a rookie and younger guys, don't have the line that the Dallas Cowboys had. That's why Dak Prescott had so much success. Great offensive line, great running back, receivers, etc. So when you look at where you guys are at, and a guy who probably needs a humble, you know, the humble pie, and Colin Kaepernick, a guy who can stretch the defense, can run the zone, boots. Would he not be an option? And how would he fit? Or is it even? Or you think that they're
going to be interested in Colin Kaepernick at all? Yeah, they haven't shown any interest, an iota of interest in Colin. And I don't think that he and Bill O'Brien really would mesh well either. You know, Bill, whether this is just perception or reality, you know, people, I'm not talking about the political stuff. They just seem that Colin is maybe not as devoted at the film study, maybe being in as much as Smothers. And I'm saying that in prism of just, you know, his interests and his, you know, work habits and stuff. I just wonder if him and Bill O'Brien would work well together. I think he's a talented guy. I think he should have a job already. I think it's a joke that he's not already employed by someone. But that said, I just don't see the Texans and Kaepernick being a fit at all.
Understood.
When you look at the receivers, mainly DeAndre Hopkins, how frustrating do you think it is for him to see this just round robin and musical chairs of quarterbacks that can't play, that he has to go out there and go out there and risk his bodily on Sundays?
It's a big time frustration for him, but he'll never admit it. Well, he's one of these guys, he's never going to try to create a controversy, so he's really careful about what he says. I think he's someone that, you know, he's endured a lot of quarterbacks, obviously, and it's become, you know, what he lives with. He accepts that.
Aaron Wilson from the Houston Chronicle joining Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Any thought whatsoever that the Houston Texans may pick up the phone? They're holding the 25th pick in the first round. Maybe they call Cleveland at one. Maybe they call the Niners at two and start kicking the tires on possibly moving up for a guy like Watson or Trubisky or Kaiser?
I think they won't have the ammunition to get all the way up there and sacrifice, you know, years of draft picks. And I think that Rick Smith, it's not a move that would be in his nature. My expectation is more that they see what's within striking distance of them. Maybe if you have to move up a little bit for a Patrick Mahomes. I don't think they like DeShone Kizer very much. I think a lot of people are skeptical about him. So I think when you look at the situation to go with you know, someone like Mahomes, obviously is a project for the future. It's just a better project than Kaiser.
Aaron Wilson covers the Texans for the Houston Chronicle. You can follow him on Twitter at @AaronWilson_NFL. He's with Joe Lowe and the Guru on 95.7 The Game. Aaron, thank you so much for your time this morning. We know you're busy. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Oh, 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 all right. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.